This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
Give the world a hug, one country at a time. It's time for Global Community.
Joining us on the line right now, all the way from Copenhagen, the CEO of the World Out Games, Uffe Elbæk. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Very exciting, the Out Games coming up very, very soon. Tell us a bit about some of the sports that people can participate there.
We have altogether 34 different sports disciplines. And it's all from football to swimming to triathlon. So you have all the classic Olympic Games sports disciplines. So it's quite a sports program.
Uffe, I heard that there's over 6,500 athletes, which is amazing for OutGames. Tell us a bit about your role as CEO of OutGames.
You know, I and my staff has been working on this event for 2.5 years now, and my role is like I have to oversee all the operations and try to get the people along and figure out how should the concept look like and what values do we believe in and what kind of politics should we formulate, etc., etc. So it's my job is actually to have the big overview and at the same time be able to see and identify the details.
And with the amount of people that are registering to be involved in the Out Games, are you happy with those numbers?
Yeah, we're actually very, very happy because, as you can imagine, the global financial crisis has hit everyone. And if I talk with my colleagues around the world how the different kind of events are developing, I can really say that we are very positive here in Copenhagen. Our success criteria from day one, 2.5 years ago, was 8,000 participants to the direct program activities, and we are around 6,000 right now. And on top of that, we expect at least around 8,000 what we call specific tourists, LGBT tourists, coming to Copenhagen just because of the event itself. So it's really, Copenhagen really goes queer during the week, so I'm really looking forward for it.
It'll be an amazing week. One of the things I was looking at on your great website, copenhagen2009.org, is the Out Games aren't just about sports. What else is happening there?
So actually, and maybe that's a bit the difference between what happened in Montreal when you had the first World Out Games and now the second here in Copenhagen, is that we have decided that the three different program legs, sports, culture, and human rights, should be equally important. So along the sports program with its 34 different kind of sports discipline, we have a really large cultural and artistic program. And personally, I'm really, really proud of that that part of the program, because we have also invited your own hometown, Melbourne, to be part of the event. So together with Melbourne and cities like Rio and Mexico City and Tel Aviv and Antwerp and the second city of Denmark called Aarhus, we have invited these six cities, and they bring to Copenhagen some of the best queer artists you can imagine. So there will be, and each city will have a city square which they take over for a week and present a week-long free cultural program with some of the best artists you can imagine. So that's just part of the cultural program. Beside that, you have great exhibitions and gallery openings, and we have at least 18 different theme topic parties. On top of that, besides the great opening and great closing, etc., etc. And then there's a three-day human rights conference, which is really, really on a high international standard and content level. So I'm a proud CEO, actually.
Some of the things that caught my eye when I was looking through the website, tell me a little bit about Body and Soul.
Yeah, the way we actually try to frame the concept of the program is that it both speaks to the participant's mind through the conference, the Human Rights Conference. It speaks to the participant's heart through the Cultural Artistic Program, and it speaks to the body through the sports disciplines, and then it speaks to the spirit through the Body and Soul Program. So there's different kind of religious groups and churches here in Copenhagen who has been involved and tried to set up really, really nice program where people can have a break, so to speak, a mental break during the very tough 9 days program, and just relax. And what I'm happy about is that it's different kind of religious churches and traditions who's involved in this. So I'm happy.
That's exciting, because traditionally religions and sexuality haven't always gone hand in hand happily. So it would be exciting to have that all coming together at Copenhagen.
Yeah, and for example, I think one of the really emotional moments will be when our dome here in Copenhagen, which is the main church and church building here in the center of the city, they will open up the church, and it will be possible for LGBT couples to have kind of a ceremony inside the dome, so they, in one way, could be recognized as couples. So I think for a lot of people living in countries where it's not allowed to be married, I think that's really, really a beautiful moment for the participants.
You're absolutely right there, Ufi, and I think it's, given some of the laws in countries are banning same-sex marriage, I think it's a perfect launch pad to actually do that in the Art Games. And you said that not only Art Games are they only not only showcasing sport, but they're doing human rights and other things as well. What is your general overall feeling about gay culture over in Denmark?
As you know, that Denmark was the first country where it was able to have a partnership relationship 20 years ago. You can imagine that Denmark has been a front-runner country when it comes to LGBT rights. But I also have to say that during the last couple of maybe 5 or 10 years, some of our neighboring countries has actually done better in this with these issues than we have here in Denmark. So the city of Copenhagen has for sure used the Art Games event as a kind of vehicle to again look into all the legal matters about LGBT rights. And one thing is that for sure you should have equal rights, and you should have the same law principles as your fellow citizens, straight fellow citizens. But actually, one thing is what is written down in paper. What is actually the real life? What is the real life quality among LGBT people? And even Denmark is really a very liberal and very tolerant country. We still have, for sure, some issues to deal with. And it goes as everywhere around the world. We have to deal with hate crimes. We have to deal with. Not been accepted fully in our workplaces or at the educational institutions or in the social welfare system. So we still have, for sure, some issues to deal with, but compared to a lot of other countries, Denmark are really a very, very liberal and very tolerant country to be in as an LGBT person.
So there couldn't be a better place to have the Art Games in 2009. And another thing I read in a recent study indicated that Danish people are the happiest on earth. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, dude, I think I have a bit of a problem with these kind of surveys, to be honest. Sometimes I think it's just kind of a very smart tourist ad campaign. But for sure, these surveys are coming up again and again, and Denmark is actually also the other Scandinavian countries are really on the top of this kind of happiness hit list. And I think it's part of that we are a small country, and one of the, I think, very important elements of being a Scandinavian or being a Dane is that we actually trust our public institutions. And the trust level is very, very high between citizens and the official institutions and the politicians, which you don't see so often in a lot of other countries, where there's a mistrust between people and mistrust between the citizen and the public institution. But that is not the case in Denmark. So it is a very, very relaxed and the life quality is for sure good. And I don't know if you two have been in Copenhagen ever, but it is really a beautiful city, and it's a small but beautiful city.
Well, Ulf, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us today. It sounds very exciting what's going to be happening in Copenhagen. And I know you've got a lot of hard work ahead of you, but I hope you get some time to enjoy the out games as well.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm really looking forward to both the official opening, which is going to take place just in front of the City Hall. And a lot of the stuff is actually going to happen in the public space, and that's part of our policy, is that this is not going to be a closed party for the few, but an open party for the many, and really hope to make a bridge between the LGBT community and the ordinary citizens of Copenhagen. So it's going to be really a lot of fun.
It sounds absolutely fantastic, and I'm kind of jealous that I'm not over there celebrating it with you, but
you
best of...
you should come over. Actually, I think we'll set a new standard for how you are running these kind of events. I hope so.
Well, if you guarantee me a stand, I will definitely fly over.
Okay.
Well, best of luck with the preparation and the whole entire event, Ufe, but thank you for joining us.
Okay. Have a good day.
See you.
That was Ufe Elbæk, the CEO of the Copenhagen 2009 Out Games. If you'd like to find out more, check out the website at copenhagen2009.org.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.